G'day V, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, got you, mate. No worries.
Perfect. Well, first of all, it's a bit of a weird lead into the Shield season. I guess a bit easier for you guys having been based in Perth. Well, what's it been like in terms of preparation and the sort?
Yeah, I think preparation-wise, it's been excellent. We haven't been too restricted at all. And I guess the one bonus of COVID has been that most of our players who would normally be overseas playing in different competitions around the world haven't been able to go anywhere. So to have a full complement, the whole squad being able to train in some capacity for the majority of the pre-season, I think has been excellent, particularly for a few of our younger players to be able to train with our senior guys and just see how they go about it. So I think that's been a real positive. We've been able to do a mountain of work. I think we began back in June, so feels like it's been a long time, but I think we're certainly well prepared.
And what can you tell us about the team lineup?
Yeah, so we're taking 17 over to Adelaide with us for the hub. I think we've got a nice mix of youth and experience. There's a couple of obviously inclusions that we'll have. Cameron Gannon will come in and make his debut Saturday. I think he's joined and fitted into the group wonderfully well, and will certainly provide us some experience and help lead our bowling attack along with Joel Parris and Matt Kelly. Ashton Agar's already over in Adelaide. He served his quarantine time after the England series, so it'll be really nice to join up with Ash. And I think we've got a nice balance with our batting lineup led by Sean Marsh, Cameron Green, Cameron Bancroft, Sam Whiteman. So I think there's a nice mix there.
And before every Shield season starts, I guess we always talk about the Shield drought. It's 22 years now. How desperate are you guys to break that this summer?
I don't think we hide from it. It's been no secret that we're desperate to perform really well and compete well in the Shield competition. I think it's as much about the journey as what it is being the final destination. Yeah, we're certainly hopeful that we're playing in that last game of the summer, but that starts with the hub in Adelaide and with our first day's play on Saturday. So, again, I can't fault our preparation. I think the guys are in a really good place to be able to compete and perform well, and it's over to them now to be able to showcase their skills.
I guess with the addition of Cam Gannon, it seems like you probably do have all the ingredients to break that this summer now. You've always got lots of talented batters in there as well. But what do you make of the mix that you've got, and do you think that this group could be the one that does it?
Yeah, we made a couple of changes in the off-season to hopefully fill a couple of the areas that we felt we were just lacking in a little bit. Cam obviously fills one of those voids, and certainly trying to boost our spin stocks was a priority for us as well. Unfortunately, young Rocchicelli has injured his side in Premier Cricket over the weekend, so Liam O'Connor comes in and gets his opportunity, which is great for him. But yeah, look, I think having that third senior fast bowler in our mix is going to be really important to be able to have that quality of mix and spin in the conditions over in Adelaide is going to be important for us to take 20 wickets. So that's certainly a key area that we identified. And obviously we need our senior batters to stand up, and we're really looking forward to seeing them do that.
Cool. Thanks. I'll jump in with a couple at the end.
Thanks, Justin. We'll throw to you, Josh.
Hey, Adam. Going well. You touched on Sean Marsh. He's heading into, I think it's his 20th season now. He's obviously really incredible last year and plays a pretty important part at number three in the order. What are you expecting from him this season heading into a big milestone?
Yeah, Sean was huge for us again last season. Led our batting, led from the front. Coming into his 20th season, I think you talk about a player's career, and I think it's often marked by his longevity. So for Sean to be able to play consistent professional first-class cricket for 20 seasons and still be one of our most important players coming into this season, I think it's a testament to him and the way that he's gone about his work. So, yeah, he'll certainly lead the side and lead from the front with the bat, and we're certainly hoping that he'll be that rock for us at number three, much like he was last season.
A lot of excitement around Cameron Green, obviously, after his real breakout season last year. Obviously, a bit more attention now on him and a bit more of knowing what to expect from opposition teams, and he's got a bit of a different sort of plan for him with his recovery still from injury, but how excited are you to see him sort of take the next step in his career?
Yeah, No doubt it was a breakout season for Cameron last year. I think he started batting at eight, scored that terrific 100 against Queensland up at the Gabba, and then found his way at five by the end of the season. So, he's going great. All his work in the pre-season has been terrific. I think he understands that teams are certainly going to put a little bit more work into him this year, and certainly try and target him a little bit more. But I think he's well-equipped and well-prepared for that. So we're looking forward to seeing how he faces that challenge, and we'll continue to build with his bowling loads in the background. He won't be available as an all-rounder for our first game. But again, for a young kid, a 21-year-old who's had two stress fractures in the last 2 years, we just need to be really mindful of that and be really well planned and make sure that he's as well prepared as he can be to be able to fulfill those. All really hope he'll be able to do it some stage during the season.
What is the timeline like with his sort of bowling recovery? Obviously a patient one, but I'm sure you'd love to have him in the attack. Realistically, when do you think he might be able to start getting back into bowling in matches?
Well, realistically, I hope we see him at some stage during this hub. There's a couple of things that he needs to tick off. I think the technical work that he's tried to make during the off-season with our bowling coach, Matt Mason, just to get him in a safer position at his ball release point. We need to see him hold that more consistently than probably what he's doing at the moment, particularly in a competitive environment. And then just his body and the rigours of fast bowling and making sure that's up to speed and being able to handle the demands of not only batting in our top four or five, but being able to contribute with the ball as well. So long answer, but I guess we're hopeful that we'll see him at some stage during the hub.
And just one more from me quickly. Cameron Bancroft, obviously at the top of the order, he sort of struggled it towards the back end of the season. He had some issues playing off the leg side and some teams targeted him there. It seemed like it might have been a bit of a mental block. Has he done much work on addressing that over the off-season?
Yeah, well, anyone who knows Cameron Bancroft well knows that he'll leave no stone unturned. So he's done a mountain of work this pre-season. It was unusual the way that he was constantly dismissed last season, and I've got absolutely no doubt that come the first ball on Saturday morning, if we're batting first, that there'll be a man position there. So technically, I think Cameron's done some good work in this space. I think mentally, he's a lot better, a lot fresher than where he was probably at the back end of last season. So he's going to be a really important part of our setup, along with a number of our senior players, Ashton Turner, Hilton Cartwright, who all found themselves outside of our side at the back end of last season. So I know all three of those guys are really hungry to make an impression first up. And if they get their opportunity, we're looking forward to seeing how they go.
Follow up on Cam before I leave. Obviously, I'm sure you're hopeful that he does, but you know, realistically, his chances of getting back into, you know, the Australian lineup, you know what he can produce. He's sort of been, I guess, a bit out of form, but you know, with the improvements that you've seen, you think it's still a possibility down the track?
That's a wonderful part of our game is that even though he had a disappointing season last year, if he starts the season well, then who knows where that lands. But I know his focus will certainly be on performing well and playing well for Western Australia. And look, if that is the way that it hopefully pans out and that he's able to contribute consistently for us, then like I say to all our players, you're never that far away from selection. That'll be up to him to perform well, but I'm sure his focus will firmly be on performing well for us.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Josh. Jordan, we'll go to you.
G'day, Adam. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Just one on the top order. How is the top order shaping up? You opened up with Carter and Whiteman to finish last season. Are you likely to stick with that, or could we see Cam Bancroft go back to the top of the order?
Yeah, we made that call when we named the squad. Jordan, we've left Jake Carter at home. We've decided to go with Bancroft and Whiteman at the top. And while we could have brought Jake with us, we felt it was important for him to be able to stay here in Perth, be able to play some Premier cricket. He scored a terrific 120 for Fremantle on the weekend. So he's certainly responded to that decision in the best possible fashion. But we're going to go and back Cameron and Sam at the top of the order. Two experienced guys that have had varying success over the last couple of years, but I think as a partnership, if they can build that platform for us at the top of the order, I think that'll go a long way to us being really competitive over there.
How pleased were you with Sam Whiteman's finish to the year? He was one of those ones that had just a horrendous run with injuries, but he finished really well, didn't he? 50 and a...
Yeah, it certainly showed what he is capable of at the back end of last season. And I hope that, again, along with Cameron at the top of the order, they're going to be two really important players for us. They're really good mates. They're really tight. And we're hoping that they can really build a strong foundation for us.
And how's the skipper going in isolation? He seems like one of those blokes who loves being around people. He must be going a bit stir-crazy in there at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good summary of Mitch's personality. I don't think he enjoys his own company for too long. But he gets out on Saturday, I believe. So he's got a few more days to go. And, keeping in pretty regular contact with him. He's I think he can see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. So he'll get out, he'll see the surgeon as soon as possible once he gets out. We'll get a clearer picture as to what the path forward is for Mitch.
Who will captain the side on Saturday? Is that up to Soss now? Or?
Yeah, Sean will captain in his brother's absence. So we felt that Sean did a good job last season. And again, while Mitch is unfortunately unavailable for us, Sean will fill those shoes.
How have you seen Sosa's growth in his 20th year now? You started as a teammate of his and now you're a coach of his. How have you seen his development from, I think, 16, 17-year-old when he debuted to now?
Yeah, well, he started well before I started my first-class career, and the fact that he's still going now is a real testament to him. I think that not only the way he's matured as a person, but as a player, and I think that just the way that he goes about his work now and the experience and that he can help our other players with is really important. And I think it's a role that he certainly welcomed within our group. 20 years is a heck of a lot of experience. And so for him to be able to share those experiences, particularly with a few of our younger players coming through, Cameron Green, Aaron Hardy, a number of our younger batters, I think that's been really important. And he's been great with his time this pre-season. He's worked hard with a number of guys. And I know that he provides a really calming influence out on the field for most of our team. So the guys love batting with him. Hopefully he can spend a lot of time out in the middle and they get that opportunity to do it.
Could you see him go down the coaching path like yourself and Maxi Clean? Obviously, runs, but once he does finally hang up the boots?
That's a good question. That might be one for him. I know he's with a number of, I think his wife Beck might have pushed him into that one, but no, he's we're certainly hoping we've got at least a couple of good more years out of Sean yet.
Thanks, Adam.
No worries, mate.
Thanks, Jordan. Bo, do you want to quickly jump in and ask Bea a question?
Yeah, sure, mate. Hi, Adam. Just a quick one with your big bash hat on. There was a bit of talk earlier in the week about you guys targeting Jason Roy and hoping to get him across. Are you any closer to confirming that or getting him over?
Yeah, again, I think I got asked this question the other day, and Jason's certainly someone that we're talking to, and his management along with Liam Livingston. I guess the tricky part is we're still just trying to find out and get some confirmation on dates around England are due to tour South Africa later on in the year, which may affect availability. So, and we're still waiting to get full confirmation on what the Big Bash fixtures look like. So, we've had some really positive discussions with Jason and with Liam. I guess my position has always been that until I've actually seen an autograph or a signature on a piece of paper, then I'm not willing to release that information publicly just yet. But hopefully we can do that in the near future. But all signs are pretty positive at the moment.
No dramas. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Bo. Justin, do you want to quickly ask one or two more and then we'll wrap it up for the day?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks for that. Just going back on Cam Green, there was a lot of buzz around him potentially being a test bowler last summer. What do you think of his chances this summer? Or do you think he'll be better served trying to play like a full season getting this bowling load?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess the feedback we've got from the national selectors is that they want to see Cameron being able to bowl and perform as an all-rounder. Having said that, if he scores 300 or 400 early on in the Shield season, then I'm sure his name will be certainly right up there. So, look, he, again, will just be focused on helping us play well against South Australia in this first Shield game. We'll continue to work on his bowling in the background, but if he can have a real impact with the bat for us first up in Adelaide, that'd be terrific, not only for us, but for him and his chances of playing international cricket.
And just in terms of his bowling, for example, at training, how many overs is he getting through?
Oh, it varies, but he would have bowled 6 overs at training yesterday, albeit at probably 3/4 pace. So he's still building. There's been a couple of little niggles along the way with his body, and just as he's trying to hold a few of these technical changes. So, yeah, look, he's up and about, and he's certainly working towards being able to contribute as an all-rounder.